Can you read the quote once more?
Instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
Now is the best time to start.
Not tomorrow.
Not next week.
Not next month.
Not next year.
You have to start right now.
This moment, now, now, now.
So get out there and
chase your dreams. Find adventure. Fall in love. Take risks.
Because trust me,
it'll be worth it, I promise.
It's not easy. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship.
Believe in yourself. Don't fear failure. Dream big. Work hard. Stay positive. Enjoy the journey.
Woo. Man, I got two questions for you. What do you do and how do you do it?
I'm a stockbroker.
Stockbroker. Oh. I had to go to college to be a stockbroker, huh?
You don't have to. I have to be good with numbers and good with people.
Stockbroker.
Yeah.
Not an astronaut.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me.
Tomorrow's going to be your first day. If you'd like to work here as a broker. Would you like that, Chris?
Yes, sir. You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
But I want to tell you guys something, something to be mindful of. When you have a dream, the one thing you have to watch out for are those out there that'll try to crush your dream. And you cannot allow that to happen.
If you make yourself more than just a man, then you become something else entirely.
Which is?
A legend. I can't do this. Yes, you can.
You should never ignore the way you feel, but don't you dare allow the way you feel to keep you from showing up. If you're overwhelmed, go to the gym overwhelmed and just try your best. If you're sad, cook a healthy dinner for yourself with tears rolling down your face. When life becomes too much, the last thing you need is to abandon yourself. I will never tell you to be distracted from what's going on with you. So please give yourself the courage to maintain the best version of yourself, even in the hardest moments.
You can't become the best version of yourself unless you're willing to neglect who you are today. The bad habits, the bad friendships, bad relationships, the bad ideas, the bad mindset. Because if you want to get to the next level, it'll cost you. There is a price to success. It hurts.
No, I've been told I wasn't good enough since recruiting. I remember all the recruiters' names that told me no. I remember all the Elite 11 guys that got chosen over me. Well, you can accept the fact that people are saying those guys are better than you, or you can just keep working. That's what I did. I knew I would be at this point. That's exactly what happened. So I remember all that stuff. I keep a mental log of it.
Why?
I think that's just who I am.
I can see it even on your face right now. Those slights.
Yeah.
You have no idea how great you really are. Because you are using such minimal of what you have.
Take the biggest risks of your entire life right now. Remember, you have time. You can get so scared. And you can be so easily lulled into the idea that good is good enough, that feeling safe and comfortable is what you should always be looking for. I want you to start to create this mindset of taking risks and going big. Because the only constant in your life for the rest of your life is change.
Everyone's like, oh, later in life, I want to do this. Later in life, I want to do that. Later in life is turning around, looking in the mirror right now. That's the later in life. Be the now of what you want to be later. It starts right now.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. You can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing. What are you passionate about? What do you want?
Reality is the more risk you take, the luckier you get.
How old are you now?
I'm 57.
And if you were to go back in time and have a conversation with your 20-year-old self, when you were starting from zero, what's the best advice you would give to your younger self?
If a bird lands on the branch, does the bird trust the branch or does it trust its wings? And the clue, I've seen many birds land on branches, but what I've never seen is a branch break and a bird fall and die. Trust your wings.
Wow. You got the makings of greatness in you, but you gotta take the helm and charge your own course. Stick to it, no matter the squalls. And when the time comes, you get the chance to really test the cut of your sails and show what you're made of.
Get up and go out. As long as you know what you want to do, you wake up every day grinding and just working toward that goal.
We started with nothing. So whenever you start with nothing, you always can shoot for the moon. You have nothing to lose. And the thing that happens is when you sort of get something, it's very easy to go into cover your ass mode, and then you become conservative and vote for Ronnie.
What's wild about the fear that people have when they're starting out is that they say things like, I have nothing going for me. I have no advantages. I have nothing to my name. I have no money. I have no network. I have no resources. But using Rory Sutherland's reframing, it also means that you have nothing to lose, which makes you incredibly dangerous. And I think people wildly underestimate how many shots on goal you can take when you have nothing to lose. Whereas when someone has something to lose, they have to be more and more selective about the shots they take. And so you have the perfect conditions for taking risk, because the worst case scenario is baseline, is where you're currently at.
Listen to me. If you wake up in the morning and it kills you to get in the shower and put your clothes on, get in that car and drive to your job, you hate it so bad, get out. You are in the wrong place. You don't belong there. I'm telling you, you don't belong there. And you know it. You know you don't belong there. You're just scared to make that move. Is scary.
So how do you make the move? Do you put it at risk?
You walk out.
You walk out.
You walk out.
I had many days on site. It's cold, it's damp, it's dark, and I'm looking around at everyone else. And for me, it just wasn't the life I wanted to live. And I remember during one lunch break, I was in the car park and it was pissing rain down. And I just said to myself, there was some music playing, and there wasn't even words to it. It was just a kind of a beat. And I got like real, I went somewhere with it, and I was like, I'm out of here. I'm going to just drive out of this building. So I head home. When I got home, my mother and father said, how come you're not still at work? And I said, I'm never going to go back to that site another day in my life. All hell broke loose. But through hard work, through dedication, they saw what I was pursuing, and they supported me, and I done it. I did it.
Yeah. You know, if I see something, I see opportunity, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're all going to die one day.
Yeah, it's true.
So we live like that. Live like you could die tomorrow. You know, go for it.
One day you'll wake up and realize the potential you had, knowing you've chosen comfort over effort. And you'll realize there's no one to blame but yourself. As long as you're breathing, you have the opportunity to change it around. The only pain worse than failure is in the regret of never trying.
I've wasted my life hanging out with a bunch of guys just like you. And they all go away at a certain point. So I'm having my own little, okay, well, what have I done with my life so far? So far, nothing. I'm seeing what it's like 5 years from now.
Yeah.
When you turn 30. Yeah. When you're turn 30 and you're in this situation. And there was like one night where I'd stay up all night long, and rather than give myself excuses, I would look at everything that I'm f***ing up in my life, or everything I'm not doing or whatever, and just not give myself any f***ing excuses out, just like nail it. And I would spend like all night laying out everything I'm doing that's wrong, and then I would spend the last 2 hours figuring out how I can change it. I decided to change my life.
It's called a life-changing day. The day you say, enough is enough.
How many times do you have to hear, if nothing changes, nothing changes? And yet, somehow we expect things to change. We expect things to change. You think you're going to get in better shape. You think you're going to get more money. You think your relationship is going to improve. You think you're going to get promoted. You think you're going to get a raise. You think the world is going to get better without you doing anything, but it isn't.
And see, that way you can guess what the next 5 years are gonna be like. Look at the last five. Because the next five are gonna be like the last five, unless you, major key, tomorrow, change it all. Or change a little, or change something, or don't change. It's choice time. You can do whatever you want. But it's nice to know any day you wish you can change your whole life.
If you're serious about change, just know you're going to go through some uncomfortable situations. Stop trying to dodge the process, because in the long run, it's going to make you better. And don't forget that shit, you heard?
The only question is, how badly do you want it? And are you willing to pay the price? Because if you are, and you're willing to pay the price and work toward it, you can accomplish everything on that list, and sometimes far faster than you can possibly imagine. The question is, how badly do you want it?
I think when it comes to desiring a life, looking at, okay, what is it that I want? You need to be very, very careful about what the process is in order to get the outcome that you want. Because if you want the outcome, but you're not prepared to live the life needed to get it, you're just asking for disappointment.
Yeah, well said.
While they're partying, you're working. While they're sleeping, you're working. While they're at the cinema eating junk food, you're at home healthy, eating organic food, developing your mindset. Why? Not because you're a freak, but because you realize that in order to get to the next level, you must be willing to sacrifice the necessities and the requirements to get to the next level.
You know, if you want to play at an excellent level, if you want to do something excellent, you have to be excellent all the time. It's a way of life. It's not just I show up on Monday and be excellent. No, it don't work that way. You got to be excellent across the board, right? And that's how you build habits. When excellence becomes a habit, then that's just who you are. The fact of the matter is, I'm still trying to get better.
So never give up. Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. Keep working, keep striving, never give up, fall down 7 times, get up 8.
But most importantly, there is something poetic about a 39-year-old man winning New Artist of the Year. I don't know where you're at in your life or what you're going through, but I want to tell you to keep going, baby. I want to tell you success is on the other side of it. I want to tell you it's going to be okay. I want to tell you that the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason, because what's in front of you is so much more important than what's behind you.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship.
No, you have to hit rock bottom. That's the way up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, rock bottom is beautiful. The struggle of coming back. It's beautiful, that struggle. It's hard, it doesn't appear like it's beautiful while you're going through it, but it's just being tested. And without a test, there's no testimony.
Thank you guys as fans. And you know, more importantly, it seemed like it was yesterday, I was about your guys' age, and I had a dream, I had ambitions of being one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And through hard work and dedication, that dream came true. That is your biggest challenge. So I challenge you to have your dream, go after it with all you have, and be legendary in your own right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. This is awesome. Thank you.
The concept of waking up at a certain time to go work on yourself, you have surpassed 80%, 80% of the world, and saying that I'm going to get up every day at this time, no matter what, and this time is dedicated to me exercising to work on myself. That one mental exercise of commitment and consistency is what people struggle with the most.
Yeah.
People have a hard time committing and being consistent to the thing that they said that they would do. Now, when you lock that up and you check that box, the next part is improvement. Damn, I'm actually seeing a little bit of improvement. If this is happening here, what if I apply that here, here, or here?
See, a lot of us, because of our limited vision of ourselves, a lot of us who begin to focus on problems and enable them to overwhelm us, we begin to think that we have no options. We begin to believe that there's no way out. Repeat after me, there's always a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. You've got to make those kind of declarations to yourself. I'm unstoppable.
I say chase your dreams, man.
Do that thing, man, that keeps you up at night. That thing that bothers you, man, that makes you trip. You can't quit thinking about it. You always, that thing, man, that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a new idea. That's what you got to chase. Because anything else, it's going to disappoint you. You're going to forever be sad, man. If you don't chase that dream, you're going to forever be miserable, man.
You think when you're young that you have all this time. You have no time. There's no time. I mean, one of the quotes on the wall in the gym in there is, there is no tomorrow. From Rocky III, you know, there is no tomorrow. Let's get all this done today.
Everything that you want but you don't have is outside of your comfort zone. And what I have learned in my potential path journey is that there are trade-offs all along the way. At every critical juncture in a person's life, if they want to go to the next level, they don't go to the next level by just stepping up. They go to the next level by realizing they've got to give something up to go there. And the way this works is, the higher you go, the higher the price.
You got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And if you want it that bad, if you're willing to give it that much, you get a big piece of what you want. And life and dreams do come true. Anything you want can happen and become a reality. I believe that sincerely, and I'll die on that thought, okay? And I say that not from something I read, it's from something I lived.
Bro, please just enjoy your life and please work as hard as you can to achieve the things you want, right? Not everything is going to be given to you. A lot of things you're going to have to earn out here, and that's all right. You're going to have to be a hard worker. I'm a hard worker. A lot of people in the world are hard workers that want the best of the best, not only for themselves, for their family, all right? So all you kids out there, everybody that's my age or a little bit older, I want to say shout out to y'all, salute to your progress.
The thing that completely switched my mindset when I was a young lad and I was driving to the gym at 3:30 a.m. in the morning, and every single drive, every single morning, the gym was 20 minutes away. Every single morning, I'd play a podcast by Jim Fortin called Transform Your Life from the Inside Out. Yeah. And he taught me this concept called be, do, have. It's a completely switch in mindset for me, because I used to live in the have, do, be, and most people do.
Yeah.
And that's when I have these things, I'm going to be able to do these things, and then I'm going to be able to be this person. But the problem there is, like, you need to have those things before you can start doing the things to be that person. So you're constantly waiting.
Yeah.
So it's like, when I have that job, when I live here, I can do this. When I earn this amount of money, I can do this.
Yeah.
And you're constantly waiting. Whereas he said, flip that to be, do, have. You need to be the person that you want to become.
Yeah.
And do the things that that person does. And by doing so, you'll have the life that that person has.
Yeah.
Act like the person you want to become. That's not fake it till you make it, by the way. This is intentional. Intentionally act like the person you want to become. Because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you. When your brain sees you high-fiving yourself in the mirror, it starts to go, oh, wait a minute. Steven loves himself. Steven's cheering for himself. We don't beat Steven up.
I came across this quote. The two most powerful warriors are patience and time. The three C's of life: choices, chances, and changes. You must make a choice to take a chance, or your life will never change.
There's been this unrelenting voice in my head. We all have this voice. It's the right or wrong voice. And a lot of times that voice guides us into comfort. And my voice guided me into comfort a lot. But I have this other voice I heard my whole life saying, hey, what are you doing? Nah, man, we gotta go over here. We gotta go over here to that rock pile over in the corner where nobody's at. That's where victory's at. We're over there in that corner. So this voice was giving me all these answers.
You're not scared of losing. You're scared of people watching you lose. You're not scared of trying. You're scared of people watching you try. You're not scared to start with nothing. You're scared of people watching you start with nothing. But the truth, no one is watching as closely as you think. And even if they are, their opinions are not predictions of the future, just reflections of their own insecurities. So start now. Fail fast, learn quicker, and keep moving. Their judgment doesn't define you unless you let it.
A lot of the people around you when you're starting out want you to lose because it helps them justify the risks that they were unwilling to take. And so by you making the risk and having the chance of being successful, it reminds them of the things they haven't done.
If you want to be successful, here's the thing you have to do. You have to jump. There is no way around it. You have to jump. Every successful person has jumped. You got to jump. You got to take a leap of faith.
Like, did I take enough risk? Did I put myself out
there
enough?
You definitely didn't.
What's that?
You definitely did not.
Yeah.
Here's how I know it. At least, one man's point of view, I'm not sure anybody is taking enough risk from 20 to 30. It is the most interesting thing that I've been thinking about, which is it is never more practical to be disproportionately risky than from 22 to 30, yet everybody goes the other way because now they're the real world and it's time to prove something to their parents, to themselves, to everybody else, and everybody goes conservative. It is a huge mistake. We need to flip it upside down. Everybody should go ham from 22 to 30 and do a ton of ridiculous and figure themselves out.
What is the advice that you wish you'd gotten at my age that you didn't get?
The most important thing is probably keep betting on yourself and bet again and roll the dice and roll the dice. What happens as you get older is you realize that these opportunities were in front of you and you didn't jump for them. Why? You were in a bad mood or you didn't know who to call or so forth. Life can be understood as a series of opportunities that are put before you and they're time limited. So your philosophy in life should be to say yes to that opportunity. And yes, it's painful. And yes, it's difficult. And yes, you have to deal with your family. And yes, you have to travel to some foreign place and so forth. Get on the airplane and get it done.
Most of the reason that we're afraid to fail is because we're afraid of dying in an abstract reality. We think, we catastrophize. Okay, I'll lose my job, and then no one will like me, and then I won't be able to get a job again, and then I'll be homeless, and then I'll die. But when I thought through, I was like, what would actually happen? So if I went there and I failed, what would I do? I can always get the job back. Mm-hmm. So like, this is actually a significantly lower risk move than I'm perceiving it to be. I can get the job back. Or I can get another job that's comparable.
Right.
I have the experience, and me doing all this stuff only makes me more valuable. Because I'll have a cooler story than somebody who just did 4 years of this job rather than two and then did 2 years of things on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the one argument. The secondary argument was, for me, I was young at the time. I was like, this is extremely hard to do. If you say, because I used to always tell people like, yeah, and I'd like to own my own business someday. Like, it's almost like you like tag it on to like, what's your, what do you do now? And I'd like to. And so I thought to myself, if it's this hard now, when I have no kids, I have no wife, I have no stakes, it's going to be nearly impossible for me to do later.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I have to do it now.
Now is the time to take risk. You don't have kids. As you get older, your obligations increase. So and once you have a family, you start taking risk not just for yourself, but for your family as well. It gets much harder to do things that might not work out. So now is the time to do that. So I would encourage you to take risks now. Do something bold. You won't regret it.
How much longer are you going to avoid what you are capable of doing in order to continue with what you are comfortable doing? And I just let that sit. And let them reflect on that question. Because it could be the very thing they need to realize it's them stopping them. And what must change?
Whenever you wake up in the morning, today is going to be a great day. You have to nudge your brain. Right? We have a conscious mind, we have an unconscious mind, we have a self-image, and your subconscious is paying attention to the words that the conscious mind is saying. And so if you're like, oh, I don't want to get out of bed, today's going to be a bad day, you're going to have a bad day because you just programmed your subconscious mind to do that. Every day when my feet hit the floor, today is going to be a great day.
Victim language is language like I can't. I can't. I can't. Whenever you say I can't, I can't, I can't, you're sending a message to the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind picks up that you are helpless, that you're not in control, that you're a victim. And so when you actually come to want to do something, the subconscious mind just feeds back your own command and says, you can't, you can't. You signal to the subconscious that this is something that you do not believe it's possible for you to achieve or acquire. The subconscious then completely discards it as a goal and gives you no energy, no motivation, no drive, no desire to accomplish it. So be very, very alert to victim language.
I think there's two key ingredients, maybe three, but one is see yourself as high as you possibly can see yourself, right? Who do you see yourself as? And there's no right or wrong answer. Yeah. Clarify and define your vision for yourself in the highest possible way that you can see it. Be as specific and see yourself as high as you possibly can, right? That's your first job, is to see it as high as you can see it. Be delusional even, yeah, yeah. To the point where to where your mind, the right at the apex of what your mind believes is possible, maybe push past that even a little bit, yeah. And define it. And then number two is like, believe it. You know what I mean? Like see it all the time and believe it. And then three is work towards it. Don't, you have to do the work. And because you love it, it's not always gonna feel like work, but sometimes it is.
The constant grind and the feeling of never being good enough kept us working. I really learned on the days, the nights that we won championships, you think you want to go out and celebrate, you think you want to go out and party, but those days, you realize that you didn't win the championship on that day, on that night. You won a championship that day when you got up, when you had two games or four games or five nights. You went up and you went to practice every single day. That's when you became a champion. Repeating those boring old habits every single day, performing your craft.
I hate losing. I mean, it's not even a question. But I have to respect losing, because losing is a part of winning.
Yeah.
You know, you never just, you know, win. You got to lose to win. Losing is going to hurt.
Absolutely.
You know, to a point where you would look at, how can I do things different? How can I change? How can I make this team better? And that's the thing about a team, and you know this too, is that before you can look at someone else, you got to look at yourself in the mirror, because that's how things get started, and you got to be willing to change.
I'm going to tell you something. That decision cost me everything I had. I lost everything. I lost my family. I lost friends. I lost everything. I became homeless. I lived in a car for 3 years. But I just saw this. I saw this vision. I just pursued it. I said, wow, that's it. You have to take chances in life. If you don't take chances in life, life is about risk. If you play it safe in life, you ain't gonna have much of a life. If you play it safe, you won't have much of a life. Life is risk. It take courage to pursue your dream. I just did it. That cost me everything, but eventually that's gonna cost you something. But most people are not willing to pay what it costs to go after your dream, because you're gonna have to hurt a little bit. And most people don't like being uncomfortable. If you don't want to be uncomfortable, please do not pursue success, because success is a very uncomfortable feeling. And I just learned to be, I learned to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
If you laugh, you risk appearing to be a fool. If you weep, you risk appearing to be sentimental. If you reach out for another, you risk rejection. If you love, you risk not being loved in return. If you place your dreams in front of the crowd, as we do, you risk ridicule. If you go forward in the face of overwhelming odds, you risk failure. But risk must be taken, for the greatest hazard in life is to risk nothing. The person who risks nothing, has nothing, does nothing, is nothing. That person may avoid suffering, pain, and embarrassment, but that individual will not learn, grow, feel, love, or change. Only the person who takes risks is truly free.
A lesson that Rogan taught me when I went on his show last year, and I called it Rogan's value difficulty conflation. Look at the car he's driving, look at the watch he's wearing, look at the girl he's with. That's unattainable to many people, so it seems like it's valuable, but then you attained it, and then you realized, oh, this isn't valuable, this is just difficult to get. And there's a difference, there's a big difference. What's valuable is something that fulfills you intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, and lovingly.
Most smart people realize that there is value in stepping outside of their comfort, that on the other side of discomfort is something valuable. We're told that worthwhile things are difficult to attain, because if they weren't difficult to attain, they wouldn't be worthwhile. This is how non-valuable but difficult things get slipped into our desires without us noticing. Attaining something worthwhile is often going to be difficult, but just because it's difficult doesn't mean it's worthwhile.
Most people don't have that kind of self-control and discipline. They don't have to. All most people have to do is when the alarm goes off, get up, wash yourself, brush your teeth, eat something, go to work. Do whatever minimal amount you have to do to keep that job. And then and the bathroom breaks and whenever no one's looking, look through your phone, be distracted, come home, watch Netflix, go to sleep, repeat. That's most people. They have family problems, job problems, their cars, something's wrong with their house they gotta fix, their bills, everything's piling up. People are immensely distracted. Have sovereignty over your mind. You have to control your mind. You have to be able, like, if your mind starts getting anxious, okay, I know we're getting weird, it's time to work out. Okay, I know maybe we should meditate, maybe we should do this, maybe we should do that. Don't just keep scrolling.
When I was a young kid, there was a widowed man that lived up the street. He's a little scary looking, and I got to know him a little bit. And one day he said, come on into my garage, I want to show you something. And he pulled out this dusty old rock tumbler. It was a motor and a coffee can and a little, you know, band between them. And he said, come on with me. We went out to the back and we got some rocks, some regular old ugly rocks. And we put them in the can with a little bit of liquid and a little bit of grit powder. We closed the can up and he turned this motor on. He said, come back tomorrow. And his can was making a racket as the stones went around. And I came back the next day and we opened the can and we took out these amazingly beautiful polished rocks. The same common stones that had gone in through rubbing against each other like this, creating a little bit of friction, creating a little bit of noise, had come out these beautiful polished rocks. And that's always been in my mind my metaphor for a team working really hard on something they're passionate about is that it's through the team, through that group of incredibly talented people bumping up against each other, having arguments, having fights sometimes, making some noise, and working together, they polish each other. And what comes out are these really beautiful stones.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.